Sometimes we have a overextended or inflated opinion of ourselves. We think we're like a cool Kozak, a cool Zach. We're all that, what did they say, in a bag of chips. Well, there was a young couple who had lived for many years together, and they came to a time in their life where they had to retire. And they retired at the same time, so the husband took his wife out for a romantic candlelight dinner in a beautiful restaurant that was dimly lit. And during the meal, he said to his wife, "You see that table over there with that very old couple, 10, 20 years, that will be us." And his wife looked at him and said, "Bill, that's a mirror." The goal of the Christian virtue of humility is not to put yourself down, and it is not to live with illusion of how great you think you are. But just like that mirror, to be able to look at yourself honestly and openly and say, "This is who I am." And this virtue of humility, honesty, of you looking at your life and saying honestly to yourself who you are, gives you the ability to protect yourself against those people and opinions who may put you down or may try to puff you up with pride and exalt you beyond your position. You're the greatest person in the world, only when you're drunk. You're the worst person in the world. That's not true either. This is the gift of humility, to look at your life honestly through a mirror, through a window, and say, "God has great things in store for me." But as I repeat often, the goal of the Christian life is not to have good things happen to you, but for you to become a good person. Do not live under the illusion because you have achieved great things or people praise you day and night. That means that you are good. The words and opinions of people will not make you an inch better or an inch worse. They can sometimes encourage us. They can also deflate us, depress us. And that's why the Christians, always from the earliest days, the opinion that matters to me most is how I am in the eyes of God, honestly. Who am I? What can I do to become a better person? Yes, I may have achieved this. I may be the best person in my grammar school, my high school, my job. I may have retired as the best person in my profession. But the most important thing, who are you as a human being? You are not the sum total of your achievements. You are the sum total of your choices. So choose well. For although we are free to choose everything, not everything we choose makes us free. So the goal today for your meditation, think about your life honestly. Do not be too depressed. Do not be too exalted. Those old people across the table from you may be you. Look in the mirror, honestly say who you are, and from that honesty, you can make great progress. Slava Isusu Christu.